Catholic Care, based in the English city of Leeds, has been told by the British charity regulator that it cannot refuse adoption services to same-sex couples, overturning a March High Court decision. The Catholic organisation maintains that as a religious group, it should be allowed to offer adoption support services only to married couples. Catholic Care says it will now only work to support adoptive parents already approved by the organisation rather than compromise its beliefs. We spoke to the head of the Iona Institute for Religion and Society, David Quinn. He says the decision denies the reality that children are best served by having both a mother and father.
So long as society, you know, values the idea of a child having a mother and father, ideally their own mother and father, then we've got to continue to favour marriage. And this is simply not to be equated with bigotry, which is what's happening. And people have been intimidated into silence because nobody wants to be considered to be closed-minded and intolerant. And yet, the arguments in favour of traditional marriage are extremely rational. And another point I keep making in these various debates is that, you know, once you accept gay marriage, once you accept gay adoption, what you're saying is, you know, we no longer believe as a society that there's any particular benefit in the child having a mother and a father. And so we've been pushed in an incredibly radical position. And I think, you know, if more people were acquainted with the significance of what's going on and had a better idea of what's been attempted, I think there'd be much more opposition. But as I say, unfortunately, very powerful institutions within society are determined that there'd be no proper debate and that all opposition be denounced.